This is CRI News. I'm Xiao Yi. The presidents of China and the Maldives have met in Beijing, with the two overseeing the signing of numerous agreements connected to the Belt and Road Initiative. As part of the talks, President Xi Jinping called on both sides to expand high-level contact, policy coordination, and jointly crack down on crime, terrorism, and drug trafficking. He also said China stands ready to help deal with climate change, which is of critical concern for the Maldives, which could be left underwater from a rise in sea levels. Abdullah Yamin started his four-day China visit on Wednesday. He's also held talks with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang. It's been announced that China and Canada have finished a feasibility study on a potential free trade agreement. The announcement has been made the same day Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was wrapping up his visit to China. China's Commerce Ministry says both sides are looking forward to working on a potential agreement. China is Canada's third largest trade partner behind the United States and the European Union. The UK and the European Union have now reached a deal to move forward with Brexit negotiations. The development comes after British Prime Minister Theresa May met with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker in Brussels on Friday morning. The agenda of their meeting reportedly included a financial settlement, status of EU citizens living in the UK, and the UK's border with Ireland after Brexit. Details of their meeting and the agreement are yet to be announced. An Argentine federal judge has ordered the arrest of former President Cristina Fernandez on charges of treason and covering up for alleged Iranian terrorists involved in the 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires. The judge asked Argentine Senate to remove Fernandez's immunity from arrest, claiming she could try to intervene with the investigation, which was originally opened in January 2015. The removal of Fernandez's immunity from arrest needs a two-thirds majority vote in the Senate. Fernandez is charged with treason because she signed an agreement in January 2012 with Iran to jointly investigate the 1994 bombing of the Jewish community center. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has arrived in Athens on Thursday for a two-day visit, marking the first trip to Greece by a Turkish leader since 1952. Erdogan has held talks with Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras following his arrival. Erdogan has been calling for an update to the Treaty of Lausanne, a 1923 signed peace treaty which sets out the modern borders between Greece and Turkey. The Greek side suggests an update is unnecessary, arguing the differences between Greece and Turkey must be resolved based on international law. On Friday, Erdogan will visit the northeast border province of Thrace, which hosts a large Muslim minority. A United Nations humanitarian coordinator says the Yemeni capital of Sana'a was in tense calm following 6 days of bombing that have killed more than 200 people and injured 500 others. Jamie McGoldrick said on Thursday that the ceasing of airstrikes and military activity had given civilians an opportunity to venture out and try to seek help or supplies. Supplies such as fuel have been kept from entering Yemen because of a blockade of Yemeni ports by Saudi Arabia. The blockade was imposed after Riyadh said an intercontinental ballistic missile was fired into its territory by Houthi rebels in Yemen. Official data show that China's grain output saw a mild increase this year. The National Bureau of Statistics says the country's grain output stood at nearly 620 million tons in 2017, up by about 1.7 million tons, or 0.3% compared with last year. This was also the second highest output in history. Grain planting area shrank by 815,000 hectares, while the per unit yield was up by 54 kilograms per hectare, or 1% year on year. The same data show that the growth in output came despite a reduction in output of high-yield grain, indicating progress in the supply-side structural reform in the agricultural sector. Facing an oversupply of corn, a rising demand for soy and other grain varieties, many areas reduced corn planting in favor of soy and used some grain for feedstuff. This is CRI News. I'm Xiao Yi.